Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Faraz Ahmad. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, and welcome to the Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Today on this call we have Mr. Puneet Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Deepak Beriwala, CFO, and Mr. Nitesh Pangle, Company Secretary. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today, and actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Puneet Makharia for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Faraz. A very good afternoon to all the dear friends and everyone, and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month FY23 earnings calls of our company. Friends, in the previous quarter, we have witnessed a huge decline in the export of chemicals from our country as the geopolitical situation across the globe and financial conditions and pressures over the, you know, over this currency pressure and the energy crisis were not viable for the manufacturing hubs across the globe. Owing to this, we are yet to expect the kind of realization that we had anticipated for the current financial year. Going forward, we would expect to see much better utilization and realization for the same. We can expect an increase in demand of dyes, especially from Bangladesh and Turkey, and the industry expects demand will continue to rise. Friends, the unprecedented boom in the cotton prices had affected demand for dyes from the textile industry, and on the other hand, basic chemical intermediate pricing rose as the dye manufacturers are forced to reduce their production drastically. However, now there is a sign of recovery, and we expect production to improve gradually. Demand for dyes is increasing again, and now the cotton has started arriving at the market yards. We believe demand will be good for next few months. Globally too, demand from textile sector is also expected to recover. Now, friends, coming to the fertilizer division of the company. With respect to the fertilizer division, we are almost at similar levels when compared to 9-month FY22 volumes numbers, though the realization have increased by 33.3% per metric ton on the consolidated basis. With respect to Madhya Bharat Phosphates Private Limited, we have achieved a revenue of 96 crores for 9-month FY23 versus 69.1 crores for 9-month FY22, an increase of 38.6%. For Kisan Phosphates, the revenue generated for 9-month FY23 was 107.5 crores versus 89.23 crores in 9-month FY22, an increase of 20% with this onset of Kharif season. We are expecting higher volumes growth in SSP division of our business. Further, as an initiative towards Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, and government is putting much more focus on increasing the consumption of SSP, which is an indigenous fertilizers. For the previous quarter, our strategy has been to maintain volumes, not get stuck with high inventory costs, and also on a steady, healthy cash flow maintaining. As you all are aware that we have been able to do so in tough scenario of geopolitical tensions, macroeconomic downturn, and high inflationary conditions. With our steadfast growth attitude, we are expecting to increase profitability and revenue growth in the quarters to come. Now, update on the capital expenditure plan. Unit 5 has partly been started its commercial production with respect to acid complex and intermediate division. Further, an amount of 85 crores has been capitalized up to 31st December 2022. The last phase of commencement of Unit 5 will be completed by January 2023, and dry trial runs will commence from February 2023. Further, delighted to report that company is having a very strong balance sheet, and we have no loan deposits of 74.9 crores on the consolidated basis. We are confident that the strong cash position of the company is highly beneficial for the long-term stability and sustainability business model of our company. Further, after lots of ups and downs, we have finally acquired the excess role of our Diwanganj plant of Madhya Bharat Phosphates Limited, and we have initiated commencement of Diwanganj plant, which is expected to commence by January 2023. Fortunately, with a favorable change in the geopolitical situation, predicting the end of the Ukraine war in tensions and favorable changes, changing into the energy crisis in Europe, with the winter making its exit, the demand is expected to rise in the upcoming quarters, and we are optimistic about seizing the forthcoming opportunities. With this, friends, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Deepak Beriwala, who is our CFO, and now who will take you through the financial operational highlights of Q3 FY23. Over to you, Deepak.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone. Our revenue for Q3 FY23 was Rs. 153.7 crore, an increase of 12% on year-on-year basis. For 9 months FY23, the company has reported turnover of Rs. 503 crores versus Rs. 391.9 crore for 9 months FY22, an increase of 29%. EBITDA for Q3 FY23 stood at Rs. 13.1 crore with an EBITDA margin of 9%. PBT for Q3 FY23 stood at Rs. 10.20 crore with a PBT margin of 7%. With this, we can now open the floor for discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Forum Makim from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. Sir, what is the contribution from Unit 5 in this quarter?
Unit 5 contribution, I think, would be around 7 to 8 crores or so in this quarter, because we have started the Unit 5 in the month of September. It took us a bit of the time in establishing the, the quality and the production. But looking at the market conditions, the demand is a bit slow. So I personally believe it is around 7 to 8 crores for the, for this quarter. For the exact figure, we will update you through our IR.
Okay, sir. So, sir, we have seen a jump in the chemical volumes of 30%. So where is that coming from?
It is mainly coming from the Unit 5 contributes a major point into that. But exact number has to be worked out. But I think this is mainly because of Unit 5, in which the acid is also there, which is of a low value product, but a high volume product, as far as the intermediates is also there.
Okay, but sir, we are excluding the acid volumes from the numbers that we are posting, right?
Oh, I think in the chemical sector, acid volume is also reported into the same.
Oh, sir, it says it's excluding acid, so just wanted to clarify.
वॉल्यूम में एक्सक्लूड किया है
टोटल टर्नओवर एसिड
वॉल्यूम एक्सक्लूड किया है राइट बट वैल्यू में इट इज इंक्लूडेड
सो सर एसिड इज यूज्ड फॉर कैप्टिव कंजम्पशन राइट
एसिड इज यूज्ड फॉर कैप्टिव कंजम्पशन एज वेल एज सेलिंग इन टू द अदर ओपन मार्केट ऑल्सो
राइट
यू नो एसिड इज अ लो वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट सो इफ यू जस्ट टेक इन टू दैट बाय द टर्म्स ऑफ द वैल्यू एंड वॉल्यूम इट यू विल फाइंड टू डिफरेंट सिनेरियो इन टू दैट
So, would it be possible to share the volume numbers from Unit 5?
Yeah, surely we'll share with you the numbers through our IR team.
Sure, sir. So, what has been the capacity utilization for both of our segments?
Honestly speaking, capacity utilization is not much. But if you take on a console basis, chemical, like in the last quarter on year-on-year basis, we did 1,829 tons, whereas in this quarter we did 2,371 tons. So there is approximately increase of around 500 tons. So if you say, you know, this is just a 25% increase, but which is not a major increase, where in fertilizer sector you will see that there is a dip of around 15% from 48,000 tons to 42,000 tons of the fertilizer on the consolidated basis.
Right, sir. So, so, what is the reason for the lower capacity utilization? Is there not enough demand in the market currently?
Speaking, we should understand the basic concept that whatever the dyestuffs are produced in India, out of the total production of the dyestuff, almost 90-92% of the dyestuff is being exported. Now, if you talk about the intermediates also, intermediates are the basic raw material for the dyestuffs. So, you know, basically there is a pressure into the demand of the dyestuffs for the European market, for the Bangladesh and Turkey market, because of the various reasons to these particular regions, in terms of the energy crisis, currency crisis, you know, all this this kind of inflation and recession. Mainly because of that reason, there is a pressure on the demand, as well as there is a fluctuations of the raw material prices also. Earlier the raw material prices were a bit higher, now it is slowly and gradually coming down, and if you will see that now, at least what personally I am looking in this quarter four is that the things are coming to a stabilizing phase slowly and gradually. Like if you talk about the energy crisis matter, energy crisis has also, you know, being diluted to a very large extent as it was there 2 months or 3 months before. Now in terms of the raw material pricing also, now the raw material pricing is also coming down and, you know, looking somewhere a space for its stabilization. And you know, as far as the demand is concerned, now there is a good inquiries which have been you know, generating from December end onwards, and now in recently in January, you know, we have got good business as far as the dyes is concerned. So I personally see that in quarter four of this financial year, things would be a bit more in pressure, and it will, you know, this whole quarter four would go for you know, a kind of a stabilizing phase. And from quarter one of the next year, I see good opportunities in this particular sector.
Right, sir. And sir, on the fertilizer side, we've seen a drop in the volumes, also our capacity utilization.
And see, I would like to add one more you know, outlook from my side in support of your question. See, let us understand basically on what outlook we are going for. The basic idea of what we have given to our team is that knowing the, you know, this global situation, knowing, because, you know, knowing all kind of situations, things are, you know, not, you know, bit, you know, this dicey. So what we are thinking is that not keeping a high inventory with us, maintaining the values and volumes, at the same time protecting our cash flows and retaining our customers. We have intentionally selected that let us, you know, this collect the cash, let us maintain our cash flows, at the same time keep on moving the products. As far as the profitability is concerned, if it is, you know, a few percentage up and down, it doesn't matter. We are going through particularly this phase on a very cautious, you know, this outlook. We do not want to take any such kind of a decision, whereas we regret at a later on time. So we are going, you know, this bit conservatively, particularly in last this Q3 and Q4 quarters.
Mm-hmm. And so what about the fertilizer segment? Like we were expecting good demand and it was also doing good, but this quarter there's a drop in volume. So
basically this is not a season quarter. Now the you know, season is going to start and it has already been started, and I believe fertilizer sector is doing good overall. And if you see that the company has done, you know, this better performance in terms of the year-on-year basis for the last three quarters also. So I don't think there is any issue in the fertilizer business. Only a pricing and you know, this currency valuation is a bit pressure, you know, is a bit pressure. But otherwise, I don't think that fertilizer has got any issues. And rather, we are starting our Diwanganj unit also. The matter of that Diwanganj unit has already been sorted out. Which we were not able to do so for the last couple of months, but now that has been also, you know, sorted out.
Right, sir. So, sir, what would be your guidance for FY23 and
24? See, overall, if you see, 9 months FY22, company did some 300 and odd crores. FY, you know, this current year in the 9 months, company has done some 500 and something odd crores. So overall, there is an improvement, and I believe that by the year end of this financial year, we should be touching somewhere close to 700 crores. In our earlier con calls, we have been always stating that around 750 crores or so the top line will be maintained. But now we'll be, I think, we should be somewhere around 700 crores or so. Now there will be issue only on the bit on the pressure on the profitability, maintaining the cost of the raw materials and the energy, that we are trying to, you know, do our best into it. Now, as far as 23-24 is concerned, we are a bit, you know, excited about that particular year, because by, you know, by that time, since our Unit 5 is also in operation, Diwanganj would be also in operation, and our balance capacity of Unit 5, which is almost, you know, on the completion stage. And we also see the market to stabilize. We also see the industry to stabilize. Winter is also about to over. Raw material prices are also coming to, you know, its realistic price levels. So I personally see that 23-24 would be a good phase for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Kaustav Bubna from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I had two questions. So the first one is, how has the, you know, China zero COVID policy affected the dye intermediary and dye industry for a player like you? And any relief on the zero COVID policy, do you see it improving the industry and hence your performance?
See, Mr. Bubna, as far as China, you know, COVID policy is concerned, it has not, you know, this affected largely on us on a negative side, but some of the other, it has affected us positively in our business. But it is not visible mainly because of the, you know, the demand is substitute, you know, this globally. Because if you see overall as an industry pattern, that China is, you know, having its own production of dyestuffs and having its own huge consumption also of the dyestuffs. Whereas to other part of the world, it is Pakistan, Bangladesh and Turkey, which is a global supplier. Now, because of this China issue and, you know, again this energy crisis, specifically in Bangladesh, and currency crisis in Pakistan, and bit currency pressure on you know, Turkey also, the demand is bit less. But now, you know, we don't think that China is any more kind of a in competition as far as the dyestuffs and intermediates are concerned. If you look at the old data, then, you know, just compare those data with current data, you will see that import of intermediates from China is continuously on a declining, you know, this trend.
Okay, the next question. Could you tell me the current price of vinyl sulfone and H-acid per kg?
H-acid as of now is in a range of around 430 rupees. Plus minus, you know, 4-5 rupees, depend on the company to company and customer to customer. And similarly, the para-based vinyl sulfone is in a range of around 235 to or so.
Okay, what was in the last decade, what is the highest level vinyl sulfone went to? I mean, where is it compared to its peaks and lows? I'm trying to understand where the price is now compared to its decadal peaks and lows.
It depends on the raw material sector as well as demand also. If I just give you, you know, like that we have sold even H-acid at 2000 rupees somewhere in 2015, and we have sold vinyl sulfone, if I am not mistaken, around some 400 or so also. But anyway, but see, that is not the question, ki bhai wo apan ne 400 mein becha ya 2000 mein becha. It depends ki bhi what kind of a value addition, what kind of a EBITDA margin we are getting into that particular product. As of now, pricing is you know, this extremely depressed. Honestly, if I, you know, if you ask me, jo EBITDA apne ko pehle milta tha, wo aaj ki tarikh mein nahi mil raha hai. Uske do teen reason hai, which I have already explained in before also. And we are only maintaining one formula with us, is that ki bhai, let us not keep the inventories, let us do the full volume productions.
But what are the reasons? The reason you said was the energy cost going up because of the war and high cotton prices.
इसके अलावा देखिए सर, आज की तारीख में कोयला इज ऑल्सो वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फैक्टर. यू नो कि आज आज मतलब कोयला एक साल पहले, छह महीने पहले क्या था और आज कोयले का दाम क्या है. वी डोंट हैव यू नो द गैस इन अवर पर्टिकुलर इंडस्ट्रियल स्टेट. वी आर रनिंग ऑल अवर प्लांट्स ऑन द कोल. सो कोयला जो पहले 7-7.5 हजार रुपए टन हुआ करता था, आज की तारीख में 13-14 हजार रुपए टन है.
yeah.
उसका इम्पैक्ट तो कहीं ना कहीं तो आएगा ना.
ऑफकोर्स अंडरस्टैंड.
उसका इम्पैक्ट कहीं ना कहीं तो आएगा ना सर. मतलब आज मैं आपको सिंपल चीज बताऊं कि जैसे आज कॉस्टिक फ्लेक्स है, मतलब बराबर है, आज से 1.5 महीने पहले 72 रुपया हो गया था, आज वापस 50 रुपए पे आ गया.
ओके.
तो ये सब चीजें हैं. आई थिंक लेट अस यू नो, मेरा एक ही मानना है भूपना जी उसके अंदर कि भाई थोड़ा सा एक टाइम दे, लेट द थिंग्स गेट सेटल, विच इज ऑलमोस्ट यू नो ऑन द वे ऑफ गेटिंग इट सेटलिंग डाउन, कमिंग टू द रियलिस्टिक प्राइस ऑफ द रॉ मटेरियल एंड द एनर्जी. अभी जैसे अपन कोयले की भी बात करेंगे तो कोयला भी थोड़ा टूट रहा है, 13-14 हजार रुपए से गिर के अभी आज की तारीख में 11.5-12 हजार रुपए टन के ऊपर आ गया है. कोयला भी ठीक हो रहा है. सेकेंडली आज अगर दूसरे रॉ मटेरियल प्राइसिंग की बात करेंगे तो वो भी कहीं ना कहीं स्टेबिलाईजिंग फेज पे आ रहे हैं. धीरे धीरे डिमांड भी आ रही है. सो लेट अस सेल थ्रू विद दिस टफ पीरियड बिकॉज वी यू नो बेसिकली सर क्या है कि इंडिया की इकोनॉमी स्ट्रांग है, इंडिया की होम कंजम्पशन बहुत बड़ी है एंड देर इज यू नो 135 करोड़ की आबादी है. उसके अंदर इंडिया की कंजम्पशन बहुत बड़ी है सर. बट एनी सच प्रोडक्ट विच आर ऑन एक्सपोर्ट बेस आर अंडर प्रेशर, ऐसा मेरा पर्सनल मानना है. और चीजें अब काफी हद तक सेटल हो रही है. लेट अस नॉट डू एनी सच काइंड ऑफ ए थिंग इन यू नो जिसके कारण से फ्यूचर में अपने को कोई भी रिग्रेट करना पड़े. लेट्स वॉक स्लो, इट इज बिट टफर टाइम, लेट्स बी कॉशियस, लेट्स बिहेव कंजर्वेटिवली. आई हैव ऑलरेडी गिवन यू नो आई ऑलवेज गिवन ए मैसेज टू माय टीम कि भैया 2 रुपए सस्ता बेच के आओ, पैसा लेके आओ, मेंटेन कैश, डोंट मेंटेन इन्वेंट्रीज.
या But what would have to happen for these price for something like for these prices to go back to its upper end of the band? What would have to happen? Like, what is your outlook?
Volatility किसी भी industry में healthy नहीं है. And you know, again जो 2000 में बेच लिया, 400 साढ़े 400 500 में बेच लिया, वो बेच लिया सो बेच लिया. Let us not expect that those prices.
No, so what are good stable prices according to you for vinyl sulfur and HSR is my question.
It keeps on changing. You know, if I give any kind of a number, it doesn't you know help in any way. Right? It keeps on changing depending on various factors. आज मैं आपको बोलने के लिए कुछ भी बोल दूं कि भैया 300 रुपया होना चाहिए, 500 रुपया होना चाहिए, इसका कोई मतलब नहीं है सर. I think if it gets improved by slight around 5-10%, then it should be normalized. ओके.
थैंक यू. अ रिमाइंडर टू आवर पार्टिसिपेंट्स, इफ यू विश टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन यू मे एंटर स्टार एंड वन. अ नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ वरिष शेठ फ्रॉम वीके इंटरनेशनल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
गुड आफ्टरनून सर. So my question is, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Please go ahead.
So what is the current situation for Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Turkey? So, like, are they importing and are the payments being cleared on time, or is there a lag over there?
See, with Pakistan, we are not doing any business because there are trade barriers with Pakistan. We stopped the business with Pakistan for almost 1-1.5 years or so because when there was an embarkation from Pakistan government for importing products in India, from India, we stopped doing that business. And honestly speaking, as of now, up to the best of my knowledge, Pakistan has already stopped you know, the import of all you know all non-essential products because of their energy, you know, this, their currency pressure. Bangladesh is improving slowly and gradually. Their energy crisis is also improving. As far as since they were having some kind of currency issues, some $30 billion they got. This is what I heard. I don't have the data and sources of that. That you know now that they have also their banks have also started opening the LCs from Bangladesh, and there are quite you know this impressive business inquiries also from Bangladesh. Our team is already sitting in the, you know, into Bangladesh for the last 3 years. They're already in Turkey also, the another set of team. We see now a lot of inquiries are generating from Turkey and Bangladesh. And the kind of impression we were having in November or in the first week of December is on a positive improvement side. Now, if I talk about dyes, in the last a month or so, we have confirmed the orders of more than 900 tons. So, when I say more than 900 tons, so it is a business of all put together for 2 months. So this kind of a business was not there in October or November. Now the things are getting, you know, this getting started improving, and people are coming out for buying also. Now a new season is also starting. Winter is almost gone. So we lot of you know we see lot of improvements coming in. Hello.
Mr. Sheth, do you have any more questions?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just have one more question over here. So with the government announcing Nano DAP, do we see that as additional competition, or in the long run, the SSP demand will sustain?
In Nano DAP, government is trying to introduce a new concept, and I believe that is a that would be a better concept for the Indian agriculture and fertilizer industry. And we are yet to get some more inputs about the Nano DAP. And I can't comment at this point of a time without having much knowledge on the Nano DAP as of now. But I can give you one basic idea, or the basic thought process of the government is that government is promoting SSP. They are also suggesting some new, these products also in SSP in combination with nitrogen also, so that DAP can be replaced. Right now, the total consumption of SSP in India is around 50 lakh tons. Government is committed to take this 50 lakh consumption, this annually to 1 crore tons. Recently, we had a conference with the Honorable Minister on 12th of this month in Delhi. There, he clearly said to the entire industry, almost 45 people were present into that industry, that all this conference was called by the Honorable Minister for the promoting SSP into the India. And since the government has a total thought process of lowering down its import on the DAP and on this Atmanirbhar Bharat and this foreign currency outflow, so in times to come, looking at the government's attitude and belief, I think SSP business is going to improve.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas. Please go ahead. Mr. Shubham Agarwal, please go ahead with your question. It looks like your line is in the mute mode. Looks like sir's line is disconnected. In the meanwhile, we will move to our next question. That's from the line of Pawan Kaul from Compound 26 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Pawan.
Just a couple of questions on the chemical business. Where do we export, or which country do we export our business to in the chemical business?
See, we mainly export to Bangladesh and Switzerland.
Okay.
Mainly it is to Bangladesh and Switzerland, but leaving apart Bangladesh and Switzerland, there are other areas in Americas also. But if I say, the major volume of the business comes from Bangladesh and Switzerland.
Okay, got it. And given the increase in gross margin that we noticed from quarter and quarter, and assuming that
can you be louder, Pawan?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, please.
So, given the increase in gross margin on a quarter and quarter basis, I just wanted to check: was that driven mostly by materials, or has the energy cost also come down?
See, improving margins, I think each and every factor is, is helpful into that. Energy cost is now not a very great issue because, the energy prices are the similar what it was 9 months before also. And the major what I personally see is that the fluctuation into the basic raw material pricing, the kind of volatility the raw material pricing has, over and above kind of a pressure onto the demand is more importantly into that. And I can see, you know, now there is a profit margin hit of around few percentage in the overall company balance sheet. But what we think that, you know, making a few percent less is not so important. Maintaining stability and sustainability and, you know, keeping our cash flows healthy, you know, not sitting on a high value or, you know, this not sitting on the, you know, this high price raw materials is more important. Therefore, you know, we are not giving much focus on the profitability. We are giving more focus on the volumes and values and retaining our customers and collecting cash. So I think in future, specifically if I talk about this whole quarter would take bit of the more time in this stabilizing, but I see quarter one for the next financial year that the things will be normal and looking for a better time.
Understood. Just moving to the fertilizer division, one question I had was, I have some data for the last 9 months. So the 9 months you had a production of 1.5 lakhs tons, whereas you have capacity of 4 lakhs. What's the optimum capacity utilization that you look in the fertilizer business? Or is there some unit or capacity that has still not come online?
Pavan, I have not understood the question. Please be a bit louder.
Sure.
Well, Mr. Paul, just one query. If you're in a speaker mode or something or hands-free, please switch it to handset and speak. The audio might be clearer. And repeat your question, please.
Hi. So my question was, the production for the last 9 months was about 1.5 lakh tons in the fertilizer business. And our total capacity is about 4.5 lakhs. So I was trying to understand, what is the optimum capacity utilization that you look at in the fertilizer business? So why is it so low? And is there some capacity that has not come in online, which you expect in the next year to come on?
Okay. See, if I talk about the fertilizer thing, we have 4 units specifically for the SSP. 1 unit is in Haryana that is operating. You know, last year it did a business, you know, the operation capacity utilization was around 82-83%. This year also we will be achieving somewhere around the same. And now in Haryana particularly, we have also, you know, expanded that plant from 100,000 tons to 132,000 tons. So there we are achieving around 80%. Now coming to Madhya Pradesh, we had 2 plants. One plant is of 165,000 tons, another plant is of around 1 lakh ton. That 1 lakh ton Diwanganj plant was closed, which we just, you know, settled, and we are starting in the month of January. In this particular year, I don't expect any kind of a very great results from Diwanganj, but next year that will add to our capacity. So out of total 4.5 lakh tons of capacity, this 1 lakh ton Diwanganj is, has not been started up till now, will be starting now. So then, you know, simultaneously the Meghnagar and then the this Maharashtra plant. I think last year we did some 2.25 lakh tons. We did some around so. And this year also we will be doing around a similar quantity of 2 lakhs to 2 lakhs 25,000 tons of the SSP. From next year onwards, being the Diwanganj plant would be in operation, as well as Haryana plant has been also expanded, I believe we should somewhere touch around 3 lakh tons of the capacity, and utilization is concerned, on an average around 65 to 70% utilization is quite possible.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. That was it.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My call got dropped off. Sir, my question was first related to the chemical division. So for Unit 5, the products that we are manufacturing, where we will get the majority of the demand from? Is it domestic market or export market?
It is both, Shubham. Like the acid, we have only the domestic customers. But for the intermediates, there is overseas customers also.
Okay, but any, like, the proportion of revenue, or is it 50-50?
नहीं ऐसा कुछ से कोई प्री डिसाइडेड प्रपोर्शन नहीं होता उसके अंदर, डिपेंड्स ऑन द प्राइसिंग एंड यू नो इट्स कीप्स ऑन चेंजिंग टाइम टू टाइम व्हाट काइंड ऑफ बिजनेस फ्रॉम विच रीजन वी हैव एंड व्हाट इज द प्राइसिंग इन यू नो दिस अदर कमर्शियल टर्म्स. इट इज लोकल ऑल्सो एज वेल एज डोमेस्टिक ऑल्सो.
Got it. And sir, globally in our chemical division, which are the key geographies where we get majority of our orders from?
It is mainly, as I just replied in my last question, that as, presently we are doing mainly to, you know, the Switzerland, Europe and Bangladesh. Now we are entering into Turkey also. In the month of November, company did a great showcase in Turkey and we got a good response in Turkey initially. Hopefully, we'll be getting good amount of businesses from there.
Got it, got it. Sir, and lastly, on the fertilizer division, so if we see YOY number in terms of volume, there was no growth. But earlier, we had guided for decent growth. So what could be the reason for that? And in terms of margin in the fertilizer division, so historically, we were very consistent at 15% EBITDA margin. But obviously, because of raw material and various other costs, it has gone down dramatically. What I'm trying to understand is how do you see this margin progressing back to the stable margin in the future?
देखिए शुभम जी, अभी जो last एक quarter, present quarter, जो last quarter चल रहा है, ठीक है, this cannot decide the future of the company, right? This is bit of a you know phase which we are passing through. And otherwise, अगर आप देखेंगे तो fertilizer business has got a potential of making around 10% PAT levels and around 18-19% of the EBITDA levels. Right, living about this existing time frame, I have a strong belief that fertilizer business can easily make minimum 10% of the PAT margins and EBITDA around what I said just now. And right now, you know, there's a big fluctuations into the freight charges for the rock phosphate what we import. You'll be surprised that, you know, earlier the freight charges we imported earlier was in a range of $32 to $34 per ton. Now the freight has gone down to almost $18 to $19 per ton.
Wow.
So can you imagine the kind of impact company would have?
Yes.
सर पहले जब $32 का भाड़ा था, फ्रेट था, तब मंगाया गया था. इफ यू सी कि आज से तीन महीने पहले, चार महीने पहले सी फ्रेट क्या हुआ करते थे और आज क्या सी फ्रेट हो गए, ये भी पता होगा.
करेक्ट.
उसका मतलब उसका इम्पैक्ट कहीं तो निकलेगा ना. बट ये जो परिस्थिति है, ये कोई मतलब ये कोई एक पूरे साल की परिस्थिति नहीं होती है. Otherwise, fertilizer business has got a potential of easily making 10%, which we have done also in the past.
Correct, and that's what I wanted to understand, that by next year, the outlook seems to be very good and your volume guidance is also very good. So,
to give you more view on the subject, कि अभी जैसे समझिए कंपनी 2.5 लाख टन के आसपास fertilizer कर रही है, ठीक है सर? Next year, कहीं ना कहीं पौने 3 लाख टन तो आराम से करेगी सर. तो सर 500 करोड़ रुपए का रिवेन्यू तो फर्टिलाइजर डिवीजन से ही आएगा. 500 करोड़ का रिवेन्यू फर्टिलाइजर डिवीजन से आएगा. आज की तारीख में सब्सिडी का दाम मिला के आप मोटा मोटी गिन लो तो 15.5-16 रुपए किलो का भाव है. तो 500 करोड़ का रिवेन्यू तो बॉस फर्टिलाइजर बिजनेस से ही आएगा. उसके बाद यूनिट 5 अभी ऑलरेडी चालू हो चुकी है, ठीक है. और ठीक है, आज की तारीख में थोड़ा डिमांड लेस है. 300 करोड़ का बिजनेस तो इसीलिए अभी ये क्वार्टर में किया ही किया है. कहीं ना कहीं 700 करोड़ के ऊपर ये पूरे साल में जाएंगे ही जाएंगे.
करेक्ट. नो सर, फेयर इनफ. आई थिंक 24 लुक्स टू बी वेरी गुड. एंड सर, हिस्टोरिकली यू वर टॉकिंग अबाउट सम इनऑर्गेनिक एक्विजिशन आल्सो, सो एनी अपडेट ऑन दोस साइड?
नहीं सर, अभी कुछ भी नहीं है. लेट अस सिट टाइट एंड क्वाइट एंड हैंडल व्हाट वी हैव.
Efficient. Thank you for answering my question and best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, may we please request you to limit your questions to 2 per participant. Time permitting, you may come back in the queue for a follow-up question. Our next question is from the line of Ajinkya Jada from Kamayakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead. Ajinkya Jada, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, my questions have been already answered.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from the line of Forum Makim from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, I just wanted the realization number for this quarter and the corresponding quarter for both our segments, the realization per ton.
For which product?
For both our segments, sir.
That we will share with you through our IR team, because we produce lot of chemicals and the products in specifically in the chemical sector, and the various products you give us, which products pricing you need, that we will give it to you. As far as SSP is concerned, I just said it is around 16,000 rupees a ton including the subsidy amount.
Okay, sir. So, sir, directionally in the chemical segment, could you just guide us how has the realization moved?
I think realization has, in terms of the raw material cost thing, if we'll see, we are a bit able to down our price. But on the terms of the other expenses, which has increased by 3% or so in terms of the, this sales turnover wise, that is mainly because of the, this cost pressure what we're having.
Right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, that was the last question. I now hand the floor back to Mr. Puneet Makharia for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. We think we are in a good position to take advantage of the overall growth potentials, and we are really excited about them. I want to thank everyone for attending, and I hope we are able to address all of your concerns. If you need any more information, please get in touch with our IR partner, Orient Capital. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.